Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police in Newark, Delaware have arrested and charged a Newcastle man who authorities say was driving a stolen U-Haul van when he struck and killed a University of Delaware grad student and injured several others Tuesday afternoon. KYW's John McDevitt reports the suspect turned out to be a fugitive in three states, including Pennsylvania.
The Newark Police Department says 22-year-old Gordon Turner of Newcastle was driving a U-Haul van that was more than a month overdue to the rental place and was reported stolen. Police located the van in a parking lot of a shopping center along East Main Street in Newark when Turner and another person were returning to the van. Police attempted to make an arrest when Turner got into the driver's seat, jumped a curb, hit a police car, and exited the parking lot. Police emphasize officers did not chase the vehicle. Nonetheless, police say Turner drove at a high rate of speed along East Main Street, lost control of the van, and struck three pedestrians and several vehicles. Five people inside a couple of those vehicles were injured. Police say one of the pedestrians, a 24-year-old University of Delaware grad student, was killed, and another 24-year-old grad student suffered serious injuries. Turner was taken into custody at East Main and Center Streets. A handgun was discovered inside the vehicle. Turner has been charged with a list of offenses, including murder in the second degree and assault in the first degree. Investigators discovered that Turner was a fugitive in three states, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Georgia. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia DA's office has charged a notary public from Germantown in a wide-ranging house theft scheme. Officials claim she and some co-conspirators fraudulently transferred the ownership of more than 20 properties through forgery and other means. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
The investigation into 67-year-old Gwendolyn Shell of Germantown began in January 2018 after authorities found anomalies in several deeds dating back to 2017 connected to Shell's work as a notary public. The DA's office says in the majority of cases, Shell notarized documents claiming an owner approved a transfer when in fact the owner was dead. ADA Kim Essex supervises the Economic Crimes Division and says this case is quite unusual.
Most of the time, the notaries are the ones telling us that their stamp and their signature is being forged and has been stolen. This was actually a notary who was facilitating the conspiracy in order to steal houses.
Authorities say Shell stole 21 properties across the city, the majority of them in North Philly. They say most of the fraudulent deeds involved documents backdated to when owners were alive, forged signatures of the deceased, stamps falsely indicating Shell witnessed the signature, and or phony price considerations to bypass fair taxation. DA Larry Krasner.
Houses are important. They are a basis for stabilizing a community and keeping it stable, for generational wealth accumulating over time.
Shell faces more than 30 counts of eight different charges, including conspiracy, theft, and forgery. Vikr Agupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The jury will begin deliberations this morning in the case against the man accused of shooting six Philadelphia police officers after 8 days of testimony from police, witnesses, and the defendant. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansen has been covering the trial.
Prosecutors say Morris Hill knowingly shot police officers on August 14th of 2019 during an hours-long standoff along 15th Street near Erie Avenue. The defense says Hill believed that they were intruders, and that's why he fired. In their closing arguments, the defense said prosecutors don't have enough solid evidence to show Hill knew he was shooting at police, and they questioned the validity of at least one police officer's injuries. They also seemed to hint that authorities were hiding slices of a Ring camera video and not showing the whole 8 or so hours of the standoff. But prosecutors say Hill was the muscle behind the drug operation on the block and was not legally allowed to own or possess guns because of prior convictions. They say he absolutely knew the people in the house that day were police and that he was working with an owner in the house to sell weed, and that's why he was trying to hide. Investigators have testified to 300 shots fired that night, DNA, video, and sealed marijuana bags and scales found inside the home. Once the judge gives the jury charging instructions, they'll decide whether Hill is guilty or not. Kristen Johansen, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Britain's Prince Edward was in Philadelphia for the rededication of the Bicentennial Bell, which was a gift to the city from his mother, Queen Elizabeth. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
The Queen presented the bell, a 200th birthday gift to the U.S., on July 6, 1976. It hung out of sight of the public in the old visitor center until 2013, when it was put into storage while money was raised to rehabilitate a garden at 3rd and Walnut. So the bell could be put on display there. The prince, also known as the Duke of Edinburgh, approved of the new setting.
Thank you for taking care of the bell and for treasuring it and understanding everything that it stood for when Her Late Majesty presented it to the nation.
That, he said, drawing applause, is the recognition that what unites us is greater than what divides us.
Yes, it is true. We did have a couple of wars against each other. But we've been on the same side more times than we've been on opposite sides. And that's really important.
The garden is named for founding father Benjamin Rush and sits next to the First Bank of the United States, which is currently under renovation. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.